Well, this morning I want to talk to you about something.
那今天早上,
it's sort of been on my heart for a little while.
在我的心里已经放了很久了。
Years ago, I had a group of Taiwanese girls that was here at college.
那我记得在好几年前了哈，数十年前。
And the college asked us to go out in the singing group.
我带着一团从台湾来的留学生，然后要出去为学校募款做见证。
So, we traveled a couple summers and spring breaks and went all over the northern part of the United States.
我们都用这种假期，寒假、暑假，然后到北边去一些各教会去跟他们做见证。
I remember one day, one of them came to me.
有一天呢，当中的一个留学生来找我。
And she said, Mommy, she said, you know what? I know Jesus saved me.
她说，妈咪啊，我知道。我真的知道耶稣是拯救我的主。
Some way she told me that. And I thought she was before saying she was a Christian.
那我也不惊讶，因为她本来就已经宣称是基督徒很久了。
But she recognized something.
但是呢，她后来意识到。
She said to me, Mommy, I had the head knowledge.But not the heart knowledge.
他意识到什么呢？意识到说他有头里面的知识，但是却没有心里面的这种智慧跟知识。
You see, this is the big problem today.
这是今天我们的大问题。
Many, many people are calling themselves Christians that only have a head knowledge.
很多宣称自己宣告说我是基督徒了，可是呢，却把那个信仰的知识只有留在头上。
We know that Jesus wanted us to go and preach and teach and bring people in.
我们知道耶稣曾经吩咐我们要到各处去，不管怎么样，到各处去宣讲他的教训，然后也把人带进来。
But he wanted to bring them in with a heart knowledge, not a head knowledge.
但是耶稣呢，在那里的吩咐呢，是让他们成为门徒哈。所以这个门徒的意思是说。是用身体力行的一种心里面的知识。
I think we can see this in Luke 9:57-58.
那如果你打开圣经路加福音第九章五十七跟五十八节，新约路加福音第九章五十七跟五十八节。
I'm going to read the verses.
那我先把这个经节念过。
Now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, Lord.I will follow you wherever you go.
他们走路的时候，有一个跟着耶稣的人跟耶稣说，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。
Now if someone came to you and I and said, I want to follow the Lord wherever he takes me.
如果有一个人来跟你说，我愿意跟随主，然后不管哪里去，我都跟他。
Right away we would be trying to,Tell them, wonderful, look what God can, we know what God can do. It'll be so wonderful if you can give your life to Jesus.
我们的自然反应一定是，哎呀，太好了，呀，你太有福气了，然后就百般的鼓励，百般的去赞美他。
But let's see what Jesus said.
但是耶稣怎么回的呢？
And Jesus said to him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
耶稣的回答这样说：狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。
Now isn't that an odd answer?
这个回答太离谱了吧。
You see, the Lord knows the heart.
因为主知道人的心。
The man said, I will follow you wherever you go.
人的那种热情说我要跟你去，不管哪里我都跟你去。
Now you have to remember, there was 12 at least as the apostles, but many people followed. And wherever Jesus went, he was healing and casting out demons and showing his power from his heavenly father.
当时候，我们知道有十二个门徒在耶稣的四周围，然后还有一群跟他的人看着他行神迹，看着他喂饱那么多人，看着他做很多事情哈。所以呢，他们这个人是。门徒以外的一个人讲的话。
And this may have seemed very glamorous to this man.
所以对他来讲，他们是这些事情太迷人了，太让他们觉得太奇妙了。
And so we see that Jesus may have often heard someone saying to him, I'll follow you, I'll follow you.
所以在这些事件的这种自己亲身 观察下面呢，很多人就会冒出这样的一个声音说，耶稣啊，我跟从你，我一定跟从你。
Now I want you to know this, that Jesus' answer was not, no, you cannot follow me.
记得耶稣不是拒绝他。
But his answer, he told him the truth.
耶稣对他讲了实话。
He didn't paint a glamorous vision, a version of what it was like to follow him.
他没有像画一幅画一样。找了很多很漂亮的、很迷人的色彩。
But I'm afraid, particularly in the United States, that too many times we paint a pretty picture about serving Jesus.
我恐怕是，特别是在美国的社会的教会圈子里面呢，常常把这个信耶稣、跟随耶稣呢，画了一幅呢很迷人的一幅画，很漂亮的画。
So what happened?The man, I believe, must have turned away and left Jesus.
看起来这个人就回头了。
Maybe he realized then that Jesus didn't have very much.
他可能想说，哦，原来如此，不是像我想的，耶稣可能是没有多少的哈，很穷的。
And he was always traveling around and he didn't have money and things like that. He probably decided that wasn't the life that he wanted.
他就开始想到说，那你看他常常这样到处走，好像居无定所，所以他后来就换了他的决定了。
So you see that when Jesus spoke to this man, he was being very honest about serving God.
耶稣的回答等于说给了一个非常实际而且非常诚实的一个定义，什么叫做跟从耶稣，什么叫服侍神。
Sometimes here, I know in America now, we see so much of it. We have churches that have hundreds in them.
那我们知道美国的大教会哈，这个几百还不算什么，上千的很多哈。
But I don't know that they really know what it is to have the heart knowledge, head knowledge many, many people have.
当然，我可以想象他们的头脑里面的认识耶稣。是有的，但是我不知道有多少人是在心里面的一种认知。
History tells us that there was a Jesus, and that Jesus did die, and for many he claimed to be rose again. Of course, the history would say he claimed it, but we know that he did.
历史上啊是有证明的哈，耶稣生了，耶稣死了。当然，他没有宣告说耶稣复活了，但是我们有很多的证据的举证，他复活了。
And some will say, well, just believe on Jesus.
那很多人就很笼统地说我信耶稣。
Just decide to take him.
那我们就把他接受进来，接受他。
It sounds like you're choosing what kind of meat you want to eat. You know?
好像你,
just decide which.
好像你在选择哪一种肉对你比较好，就选择那一盘。
So we see that we try very hard. It's something in us. We want people to become Christians, and so we show them the wonderful signs.
那另外一边呢，就是我们教会里面的人呢，弟兄姐妹呢，一方面也很希望大家赶快信耶稣，所以我们也一样很用很多方法来吸引他们。
The blessings he can give, the healing that he can give.
比如说呢，跟他们说呢，他会祝福你，他会医治你。
But Jesus knows that much of that.Just becomes a head knowledge to people.
但是这些呢，会到人的脑筋里面。
So I wanted to talk to you as a group of Christians.
如果只是这样的话，那等于说呢，他们的信仰就不是真实的，是在那个知识而已。
Christians that are witnessing to others around us and about Christ.
那当基督徒在做见证，向四周人做见证的时候
，I want us to think about it today.
我们今天好不好来思考一下？
As if we have to recognize that Jesus wasn't quick to let the man follow him. He was quick to let him know what his life was like.
耶稣就紧接着没有犹豫的，他不是拒绝他，他赶快让他知道是这样子的情况哦。
So you say, then should I tell them, if you become a Christian, you'll have heartaches and sorrows and the devil will fight you?No, I don't mean that.
Mommy, 那难道我们要赶快跟他讲说，你信主后你会有属灵的征战，你会有很多苦难的磨练，是这样吗？不是的。
Because Jesus set down the plan of salvation very clearly.
那耶稣对于这个 救恩的计划，它的含义跟内容是很清楚的。
One of the things he said, you must be born again.
第一个，一定要重生。
Now, what does he mean by that?
什么意思呢？
This is the why we need.
为什么我们需要耶稣？
And we find out the why that we should follow Jesus is because not only of our eternal destination, and not only because children of God are under his protection. Those are wonderful things to let him know. But the fact is they must recognize first that we are sinners. We are dying. We are dying spiritually. We will die eternally. And let them recognize that not only does he have such wonderful things planned for us, but we must recognize that we are sinners.
当然我们的目的当中的一个目的是我们信耶稣就得永生哈，我们也会得到神的保护。但是这个当中怎么去得到之前呢，我们有我们的问题需要解决。
We have to make them the understanding that we were born in sin.
我们需要让我们传的对象了解说我们生出来就有罪。
And it's only Jesus that giving us a new birth of our spirit that we become children of God.
只有耶稣可以给我们一个新的机会，成为一个新造的人，以至于成为神的儿女。
I have found out that maybe sometimes they don't understand when we were born in sin.
那很多人可能不了解什么叫做生出来就有罪，从罪中生出来的。
I think our greatest object lesson is our children.
那我们可以用很简单的孩子的例子。
You see, the evidence or the inner self, the evidence of sin in our life is brought out very early in our children.
这个从生出来以前啊就有，而且带出来，生出来带出来的这个很多证据。
Do any mothers, very rare, teach their child to lie?
孩子会去特意教孩子妈妈会特意教孩子怎么说谎吗？
To take things that doesn't belong to them?
拿一些不属于他们的东西吗？会这样教吗？
Even very young.
他们很小就会这样做了。
That they can get so terribly angry over things.
你不需要叫他生气，他就很生气，很会生气。
You see, these are the evidences that very early in our life, there is something that is bent toward doing things that are not right to God and to man.
那这个是我们在母腹中就带有的一种罪性，那些罪性是不讨神喜悦的。
And as long as we're in sin, those things are still in us developing and showing out.
只要有这些，慢慢的就会显示出来。
This is the real reason why we must get them to understand that they are a sinner. They need God.
这个是真正的理由，为什么我们需要救主，我们是一个罪人。
You see, maybe that man felt like he could add to the group.Add to the disciples. But it wasn't the fact that Jesus needed him. He needed Jesus.
那个跟耶稣说要跟从他那个人呢，他可能的想法是说，我就加入这个团队，我很乐意加入这个团队。他以为说可能耶稣需要他这个人加进去，可是事实上是他需要耶稣。
So you see, this is the real why.
这个是真正的理由，为什么？
This is why the urgency, you know,As a counselor through the years, when people would tell me their problems, I would recognize that a lot of their problems stem from the sin in their life.
这个的这种陈述，这传给对方是不能推辞的，就不能忽略的。因为我在我的辅导当中呢，常常看到他们的问题，那个根源就是在于那个罪性。
By their choices.
那个罪性就带出来决定。
By the desires that said, I want what I want.
那个里面有这种私欲的那种要的那个私欲。
They must treat me like I want to be treated.
而且呢，期待别人都要按着他的那个心里面的我要的期待。
And this nature of sin in us is what basically controls the rest of your life.
那如果你没有信耶稣的话，那么这一些就会一直跟着你，而且呢，到后来就是辖制着你，让你不自由。
That's why many times people say, "Well, I can't help myself."
那就是为了到后来呢，受到折磨，或者说我没办法。
It's just in my nature.
就是我本来就这样。
I take after my mother.
我从我妈妈学的。
We have lots of excuses, but that sin nature in us, it's not just the fact that we want eternal life, but that sin nature in us is going to drive us until we die.
那追根溯源其实就是那个生出来那个罪的那个罪性，罪的自然性。那么这个会跟着你到你死。
And so if we can make people see this when they're wanting the Lord,The reason is this is something that is important. This is something that is immediate. This is what will change your life.
所以这种对对方的一个讲解是一个我们的负担，也是对方所需要的，他生命中一定需要的。
Now that's the why.
那就是为什么。
Oh, eternal life is a plus. Eternal life is wonderful.
那当然，永生是很有确据，是很好的。
But the reason why they need or they should want to get rid of their sins because they know they are sinners.
那我们需要知道为什么我们需要耶稣啊？等于说呢，我不能跳过这个过程就跑到目的地去。
That's why when we begin to go out to witness, pray to the Lord. Lord, go before me.
所以当你要去传福音的时候，你一定要求神啊。跟你一起去。
Open the ears and eyes of the people.
求圣灵打开对方的耳朵，他们的心灵。
Help them to be able to understand as the Spirit works in their hearts.
让他们可以容许这个圣灵去做工，去感动他们。
Now that's the why, but how does he do it?
那接下来如何呢？刚才是为什么，现在是如何
？Well, we would love to escape away from some of our attitudes and spirit and some of the things that we do.
那通常我们自己如果自省的话，就晓得说，哎呀，我这些希望我没有。
I don't know about you, but there's been times in my life I've wished, oh, I hadn't done that, I hadn't said that, I hadn't gone there. But it's something that captivates our life.
就我自己来讲的话，我就常常有那种说了话后悔，然后希望没有做过那个决定的这样的很多的这样的一个过去的经验。
And then we should explain to them that God has made a way of escape.
那好像我们就逃不掉了，后悔也没用。但是呢，我们要让对方知道说，有的我们有机会，神给我们一条生路。
To get out of this.
让我们可以把这些弃绝掉。
And that was that He gave His Son for us.
那就是为什么他的儿子要到世上来赐给我们。
Now I, as a preacher, and I
身为一个传道人
and I have to admit to you.It's very difficult when I witness.
我要跟你承认哈，当我去personal, right? You say talk about
personal, but more than that.
Uh-huh.
It's very hard for me to bring it down to simplicity.
我当我在传福音的时候呢，我基本上很难把它讲得很简单，就是深入浅出的哈，让对方可以理解。
Now when I would say.When I would have to say, you know, when I would say, make you sit by the death of his son, I would have to go all the way back to explain why.
我每次要解释为什么的时候，我就要很多那些引经据典哈，然后好像把它讲得很深一样。
But you know, as we do this, we can make it. I'm sure, particularly some of you that are gifted, can make it a little more simplistic in the sense that we just know.That Jesus came and died to pay our debt of sin.
好，他的意思是说呢，既然是这么的跟我们生活、生命是这么的息息相关的话，你尽量就要把它弄得从你的经验弄得很简单，让对方可以理解你在说什么。
Now we're trusting that God has taken what we have said about the sin in our nature and why we need Him, and now we can let Him know there is a way of escape that Jesus paid for our sins.But there has to be something else in us.
那我们刚才已经来到说为什么，然后呢是怎么做的？那到一个地步呢，我们就知道哦，原来是耶稣为我们做的。但是还有
，somehow there needs to be a God consciousness.
一定要有一个这种心里面有神的这样的一个意识好像一个意识在里面有神，心里有神。
I have found that we must lift Jesus up. We're living in the day of grace.But somehow we have to, with God's help, get them to understand the glory of God, the power of God, the majestic spirit of God.
特别是这个世代，我们一定要把啊这个神的这个荣耀，耶稣基督的他这个全能，一定要让他们可以不但接受，可以也可以彰显出来。
You see in Matthew 5,
那马太福音第五章。
Jesus was giving what we call the Sermon on the Mount.
他是在山上讲的，这个讲道篇。
Sometimes I think of that as the constitution of the kingdom of God.
有人把它称为是天国的章法。
You know, in our constitution, you have to either be born in America or you come and get naturalized into it.
就像我们美国这边的话，也有这边啊成为公民的一些条例啊，比如说呢，你要在这里生活，你要怎么样，有一些条件。
So Jesus was explaining that.
耶稣就是像这样在介绍天国。
And he said something like this.
他这样讲。
Blessed or happy are the poor in spirit.
第一个啊，山上宝训的第一个福气哈，虚心的人有福了。他的英文的这个原文的意思其实是心里贫穷的人也有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So that means we have to recognize God.
所以呢，我们首先一定要先认识神。
Now today, there is a lot of people against God.
这个世代太多人是敌对神的。
They don't believe that God made this earth.
他们绝对不会承认神创造
这个世界。They believe in evolution.
他们宁可相信那个
进化论。They think science is the answer.
他们认为科学就是答案。
I hope those that believe science is the answer will think twice when they think about the problem with this virus over the world.
如果看到如今的这个情况，特别是目前这个病毒的事情呢，这些相信科学绝对的这些人呢，可能要再三思考。
But somehow if they can get the understanding.That the Creator God is seen by nature all around us.
但是另外一方面，我们也可以有一个很谦卑的心来观察这四周围神所造的大自然的奇妙。
From the fish in the sea and the many species and the beautiful mountains and all the different kinds of trees and all,
高山
and it's beautiful. The earth really in many places is very beautiful.
还有它所充满的太美了。
Maybe they can see that in God's word.And the fulfilling of prophecy shows us that there is a God.
所以你可以举证关于这些已经应验的这些先知的预言也好，就圣经的话已经应验了，或者是这些大自然来证明神的荣耀，这些都可以让对方就是不是只有以后，现在你就可以享受神的荣耀。
I study this a lot.
我对这方面呢，比较有多的学习。
Not just the prophecy of the end time.
不是说因为这个末世了，我就只有学这个先知的预言。
But I have learned that from the third chapter, when God prophesied there was going to be a child born to a woman that was going to break the head of Satan.
那比如说像创世纪的第三章提到，神提到哈，给我们的方法提到说呢，会有一个儿子出生，女人后裔出生，
from,
然后呢，他要。毁坏这个恶势力。
From that chapter on down all through to the end of to when John saw Revelation, there are hundreds of prophecies.
从那里开始到最后一本书《启示录》，约翰看到天上的异象的时候，这个当中有太多的先知的预告。
One third of the Bible is prophecy.
三分之一的圣经节都在讲这个未来要发生。
In Isaiah, he told the people.He said, you know, I know the end from the beginning. And he said, I tell you, so that you, in the next two chapters, two chapters after, I do this that you may know I am God.
那在这个先知书里面呢，常常有一句话哈，就是让你知道，我说这些，我把起初末后都讲给你听，让你知道。我就是耶和华唯一的真神。
If we have problems with our God consciousness, just follow the prophecies.
那如果说你觉得这个里面的那个确据不够的话，好好的去看这个，就跟着这个先知的预言走。
Let me give you one.
给你一个证据。
Israel was going to be destroyed.
那这个以色列已经预言要毁灭
了。Babylon was coming in to destroy.Judah and Jerusalem.
那这个巴比伦的这个 帝国这个王呢已经要来毁灭耶路撒冷。
Jeremiah said you're going to be there for 70 years
那耶利米也宣告说
in Babylon
对以色列说你们要在那里在这个巴比伦那边被掳70年。
The battle happened
那这个事情发生过了。
Jerusalem was destroyed
是的耶路撒冷的圣殿被毁了。
Those that were carried on to Babylon
然后也有一些人被抓到巴比伦去。
And for 70 years they lived in Babylon just like Jeremiah said
不多不少就像耶利米讲的70年整整他们在异乡。
Now God prophesied, I'm going to bring you out in 70 years.
然后接下去神说呢我要把你们从那里带回来。
But there they are in Babylon.
那他们呢在巴比伦。
They have no army.
他们也没有军队。
They have no way of going back and conquering their land.
他们没有任何一些不管也没有武器然后也没有什么可以回去没有什么条件可以回去。
But 150 years before.
但是在这个145年前。
Isaiah.Under God's leadership, wrote a letter.
那在神的默示，以赛亚写了一封信。
And he wrote that letter to a man.
基鲁是怎么讲英文？基鲁是英文怎么讲
？Slip my mind.
Cyrus.
Yeah. He wrote a letter there, and he said Cyrus, and named him by name.And then told all how he had helped him to win the battles and what God was going to do for him.
And, 这是在事情还没有发生的一百多年一百五十年前至少哈然后就写了这封信给一个根本都还没有可能还没有出生的那个基鲁士哈就是古列王哈说呢我要跟你讲。
And God said there,
神这样讲。
He said, Cyrus, I did all these things for you, but not for you.
基鲁士啊，我会提拔你，但是呢，不是为了你的缘故。
I want you to leave my people, go back to Israel and build their temple.
你要做成一件事情，让我的百姓从你的地方回到他们的家乡去建造。
150 years later,
150年之后
，a general named Cyrus
就是这个我们讲的这个
destroyed Babylon and became over Babylon.
他就占领了这个巴比伦帝国的这整个他占领了。
And it would seem that Daniel showed him this letter from Isaiah.
那很可就是可以推理的，但以理把这一封以赛亚的信就拿给这个居鲁士看。
And he made a decree that the Jews could go back, and he sent money with them, and he sent guards with them as they went back to take their country.
以至于他就下了命令说，所有的以色列人要回去的都可以回去，还帮人准备材料。
That's the power of our God.
这个是你所信的神的全能。
And as we see, you know, we can also see God as He changed the lives of people around us.
那我们也可以从四周围看到很多人的生命被改变。
And of course, in miracles.
那当然也看到很多神的工作神迹。
But as I said, as I was talking before, Jesus said that we have to become poor in spirit.
但是这个起点从哪里开始？从一个我自己晓得我自己没有虚心贫穷。
Being poor means you know you're needy.
你认识到你需要。
You know you're in poverty.
你知道你是贫穷的。
So we have to understand, he's saying, when we come to God, we come with the recognition that we can do nothing for ourselves.
等于说呢，我已经到了一个地步，知道说我是无能
为力的。We are spiritual beggars.
我是一个属灵的乞丐来跟神讨。
We come to one that can.Take care of us, and we cry out to Him.
然后我确信他可以来处理我这个问题，然后一种呼喊呼求的心来跟他讨求。
And so is that one who wants to come to Christ as he humbles himself.
所以这样的人他已经预备好要来见主，要来接受主。
We recognize that this is how we come to the King.
那记得我们要见的是一位王。
And those of that day understood what a king was.
那个时候知道什么叫王。
Yeah, they knew he held life and death in their hands.
在王的手中可以定你的生死，在那个时候。
And when they went before the king, they humbled themselves. They bowed, they kneeled.
到王面前一定是俯伏下拜，已经很战兢的。
Then we recognize that the next thing is that we have to repent.
接下来。我们知道我们的需要，那我们一定要悔改。
We've humbly asked him to forgive us of all our past sins.
那首先呢，求他赦免我们过去得罪他的地方。
Then we repent before him.
在他面前悔改。
Repent means that we turn from what we're doing.
悔改里面除了这个啊忏悔之外，还有一个动作是你要转回去神的，跟神面对面。
Always keep it in our mind that that new one before you that wants the Lord
will become
just a babe in Christ.
那他愿意转过来整个就是向着神的时候，他就是一个婴孩一样。
So we're gentle, we care about them, we watch over
them. 所以他会受到很多的照顾，受到很多的培养。
But the true thing that has to happen, we humble ourselves, we recognize we need God, we humble ourselves before Him.But we must believe.
我们从这个认识到自己没有，我谦卑，然后我到神面前之后呢，有个很重要的是，你开始要有信心。
And so we see that God so loved you.
神太爱你了。
Tell them that He sacrificed His Son.
把他的儿子，他的生命给你。
That whosoever believes in this shall have everlasting life.
所以只要你相信，他就
What's that?
你就可以得到永生。
We believe.
你相信
that word is very strong in the Hebrew.
这个相信这个字眼在
it becomes real to us.
是太生动了，非常的有内涵的。
You see, this is our faith that reaches out to God.
那这种信心是你的一个抓着神的一个很重要的因素。
Faith isn't saying I decide for you.
这个信这种信心不是说我来决定。
Faith isn't thinking that, well, I just will follow, I'm going to serve you, Lord. That's not the faith.
我决定了，我选择要跟随你，不是这样子，那种信心不是这样的。
The Word of God tells us very specifically what faith is.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们什么叫信心。
First, faith is knowing He is God.
首先知道有一位神。
Romans tells us. I believe it's Hebrews tells us.
希伯来书第十一章第六节哈，首先你确认有一位神。
But that's not all of faith.
然后还有。
That's the beginning of faith.
这是一个起点。你如果不相信这一位神，好像有又好像没有的话，后面就别谈了。
Faith is knowing He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him.
这一位神呢，他要赏赐给那些。用心寻求他的人。
That means when God says it, I believe it, and God, what does He say? He encounters us for our righteousness. He counts us for righteousness.
那当我们相信这句话，也信任说神会听我的祷告，神会就是他会跟我有一个很紧密的这样的关系之后呢，然后你确定说神一定。
Now these are the basic things that we need to get across.
那这些是我们需要经过我们的这个心里面接受的。
All of us are soul winners.
我们每一个人都要去赢得灵魂。
Some of us by our lives that we live.
有些人借着你的生命见证。
I've had people say things to me that has startled me.
那有的人这样告诉我，让我心里面很有点震惊。
That they saw in my life, my spiritual life.
那有人告诉我说，他们因为看到我的生命的表现
，just living for Jesus，
所以就是为主活的生命表现
，living a life that's consistently loving, serving, faithful，
而且坚持的、继续的、很忠诚的来爱神、来服侍他的那个不懈的那个精神。
But He said, "I've given you a message that wherever you can give it to others, give it to them."
所以呢？你用你的生命来见证之后呢，你还可以把这个生命的这样的一个见证呢传给他，让他也再传出去。
Now what I have given you is fundamentally the elements.
那这些是很基本的。
Of not a heart by knowledge, not something just by knowledge.
没有什么精深的这个知识的东西。
But something from the heart.
但是一定要是心里面的知识。
Now you must use your own unique way of doing it.
当然，每一个人都有你自己很特别的一个方法去接触到对方。
I remember when Michael was first saved, came to our to the hotel.
刚才you talk about which Michael, 成都 or 深圳 ？Which Michael? 成都。
Chengdu.
Okay, 刚才周牧师哈，他 刚刚跟我们接触的时候。
And he was just a young Christian.
他那个时候才是一个新的一个基督徒。
But he had made his own little track type of thing with stick figures, showing them the plan of salvation.
当他在跟我们接触后呢，他确定他的身份，他就是一个基督徒之后呢，他马上自己做了一个小福音册，就是包括画画，包括解说，他就是要送给人。
I was so happy at that, a young Christian.That was now going out to tell others.
我想这么年轻的一个属灵的生命，他就愿意把这个福音传给人。
Use your own unique way.
你有你自己的传的方法。
Use your own timing.
用你自己的时间。
I wouldn't want you to do it my way because I can be very faltering or I could be very good at times. It just depends on the Holy Spirit.
你不用去拷贝，好像说跟着谁的方法，不是这样的。
Do it as the Spirit shows you.
但是最重要的是你自己的生命的见证，还有就是圣灵怎么带领你。
Don't pressure them.
不要去催促对方。
If it's somebody that you have a constant contact with.Let it soak in. Let them begin to understand.
给他们时间，把那个知识放到心里面去。
And then we give the Spirit time to work.
我们让圣灵有时间去对方来工作。
We know that all of our talking is nothing unless the Spirit of God takes it to their heart.
除非圣灵工作，不然的话，你讲破嘴，那些都是道理，是没有用的。
You know, I can preach some very good messages. I can preach messages that will help you to live daily and all different kinds of things. But if the Holy Spirit doesn't take it to the Spirit, it will not sink into their lives.
我可以跟你讲很多过程，很多材料，怎么样过一个基督徒的属灵生命的生活。但是如果没有圣灵的话，是动不了的。
Someone has said,
有人这样说,
one person born again,
一个人得救了。
Is greater than 1,000 who only has head knowledge, who's never been born again.
真正重生得救的基督徒胜于一千个只有在知识里面信耶稣的人。
So you see, we must have the Holy Spirit.
所以我们一定要有圣灵的同工。
And Jesus was not, he didn't seem to be afraid to just,to discourage this disciple because he was coming in the wrong way.
记得耶稣不是要去泼这个要跟随他的人的冷水，只是说他要进来的这样的途径呢是不对的。
Today we want more quantity, the more we can get in, but that wasn't Jesus.
我们今天很高兴要多一点人，量要多一点，可是耶稣不是这样的。
Jesus wanted quality.
耶稣要的是质。
So Jesus was merely being honest, that's all.
记得耶稣的表达只是一个很真实诚实的表达。
And children, be honest for God.
孩子们在神的面前一定要诚实坦诚。
You hand them a track, you may not have a bit of time to talk, well that's one way of evangelizing.
那有时候你发福音单张这个都很好。
But there's times that they begin to write notes, to, well, they sorry, the door knock, the door, somebody knocked on the door.But
Hello?
Excuse me just a moment. Let me get my
自己一定知道他的天父是怎么样去接受他的儿女的。
His father accepts this, what I've said, poor in spirit. Those who have a God consciousness. Those who recognize their need of God.
所以才会说到说你心里认识到自己没有，你需要神。然后呢，你真的要把这个神放你的心里面去，这样的人一定。是天国是属你的。
And you know what Jesus told them? Now I want you to go, when he called the 70, he said, I want you to go from town to town.
那你知道耶稣在这章里面说你们要去各个地方哈，就派他们出去了。
And he gave them, and you can read about it in the 6th, I forget what it is, not 10th chapter of, or 9th chapter of Luke.
Yeah, 刚才谈到第九章哈，然后就提到说，耶稣派他们出去。
There's one thing he said.
他这样说。
He said, "Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe it off against you."
如果没有接纳的人呢，你一步一步去的哈，就你不要错过他们给他们机会。那如果拒绝你的话，你把你脚上的这个灰尘掸一掸，等于说我跟你无关了。
And now that was the towns.That would not accept them or accept the gospel.
等于说呢，这个给我做证据了哈，是你们不接受，不是我没有讲。
And he said, as you go out, just wipe the dust off your
feet. 所以就把这个那个灰尘掸掉。
But then he added, nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God had come near.
那接下来他说呢，天国已经近了。
You see, we can't win everyone.
我们没有办法去赢得每一个人的心灵魂。
And they may leave those towns very sorrowful.
有时候呢我们会很灰心，会非常难过的离开。
But there was nothing they could do. They wouldn't listen.
那但是呢，我们是没有什么可以再做的。
And Jesus said, but they don't realize.
只是他们不知道。
That the kingdom of God came near them.
很遗憾的是，他们不知道天国已经近了，日子已经到了。
There's those that we will not be able to win.
那或许有些人会错过福音。
And we may have to leave silently, but remember this.
或许你心里面会很难过。
Because you have told them.
但是你已经去传了。
They have had the gospel. The gospel came near. God came near them. The gospel through the gospel.
你既然传了，神就在好像在门外敲门了。
That's all we're accountable for.
这个是你需要做的，就是你的责任就是去传了。
We may not be able to win all, but those we want.We want them to be those that come into the kingdom with a heart knowledge.
等于说不是你传的人都会接受，但是呢，不管怎么样，你那接受的人，他是接受到他的心里面是真正的基督徒。
So that's one of the things that we sort of have to look at ourselves, Lord. Was mine just a head knowledge?
所以一方面我们要问一下自己，说我的信仰是是头上的呢？知识里面啊。
You say because I've had so much trouble and I've never seen miracles and I don't hear you talking to me and the word of God doesn't seem like I don't love the word of God.
为什么神跟我之间的距离好像远远的，然后很
不真实。But I'm going to church and I'm
我也去教会，但是我也
and I even read my Bible.
没有胃口有念圣经。
But I don't really have any joy in.
但是怎么没有喜乐？
Then we need to search ourselves.
那好不好？我们就对自己有一个好像一个醒察一样。
I can ask myself, Lord, is it a head knowledge?
是我的知识留在脑部吗
？But I've learned through my life that it's a heart knowledge.
那我可以跟你确定说，一定要是心里面的
知识。Satan will come to you and tell you only have a head knowledge.
有人你接下去好吗
？But you know when you have a heart knowledge.
那个撒旦会就是会说你只有这个头脑中的知识，但是你知道你心里真的有这个知识。
Listen, I don't know why I'm so busy sometimes. I don't have anybody all day, and here I've had two of them. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, 我本来有放那个 Zoom 的 sign out 的，今天会。
谢谢大家，我非常。我想让你知道
they may even put you in prison or whether like me where you're sick and you just day by day look to Jesus always remember
在生活中什么环境
heart knowledge that he's forgiven you
就算你像我这样不能出去或者说你在监狱里面但是只要你心里真的有这个知识真的认识神
and that you have a heavenly home
你在天上，你的天家是为你存留的。
Again, I thank you. I'm so happy to see some of your faces. I really am. Thank you for making the effort. I know that you that are in China, it's late.